What a glorious Easter Sunday. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. He is our Savior. He is our King. Would you help me with my homily if I asked? We celebrate a long 40 days of Lent, of passion, of fasting, of almsgiving, of charity, of prayer. And then we began last Sunday the sacred Holy Week with Palm Sunday, listening to the glorious triumphant entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem, and then a few minutes later, the agonizing passion and his death, that juxtaposition of joy and grief. We continue that preparation throughout our Holy Week and began the most sacred Triduum on Thursday night. Maybe you'd like to help me? Good Friday, as we recall Jesus' dying on the cross, the Friday we call good because it ushered in our salvation. And then the day, I forgot, Holy Thursday, the Mass of the Lord's Supper, Thursday night, serving the Eucharist, the ministerial priesthood, all beautiful gifts that we celebrate. And then that time of watching and waiting, Saturday morning, waiting for the glorious Easter Vigil. How about you? Would you help me? And here we are, Easter Sunday morning. The Lord has risen. The Lord is risen indeed. And we want to seek to be with Jesus. We want to rise with him as well. Maybe the children can help me with this part. Children, come on up, come on up. You're ready to help me now? I know you've just been dying to come on up, way up here with Bishop John. Come on up close. The first ones get the carpet. And sit down. Come on up, children. Over here, over here. We have plenty of room. We can fit 2,000 people in this church, maybe 3,000. If we go to 4,000, we'll have to build a bigger church. Come on up, children, children. Where are you? Okay. Who's from out of town? Who is first time you've been here? Let's ask that question. The first time you've been in this church? You've been in this church before. Who's from out of town? You don't live in Dodge City. Maybe you're visiting grandma or grandpa, maybe aunts and uncles. Well, I'd like to talk about that scripture that I mentioned. What is above? What is above? Look up, look up. What is above? What do you see that's above? I see pillars and girders and those windows way up high and lights up above. What else do you see above? Any birds flying around? Once in a while there's a bird flying around here. How about above the roof? What do you see? Ah, maybe some birds, clouds. How about way up, some stars? We pray that those clouds have some rain, don't we? What else do you see looking above? Well, that's the physical world. How about in our spiritual world, in our heart and soul? What do you see that's above on this Easter Sunday? I see heaven. What else do you see spiritually above? Heaven and God, Father, Son, and Spirit. We see things of holiness, don't we, looking above? We see things of faith and hope and love. So when we look up, when we look above, we see physical things like birds and clouds and stars and a roof. But spiritually in our heart in our soul. We sing God, we see heaven, we see faith and hope and love, compassion and gentleness and kindness and charity. How about in your life? Do you see any of that above? Let's take a look in the scriptures. Our second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. We are called to seek what is above. We are called to find that risen Christ in our lives. Now, sometimes we look for things that are below. What things do you look for below? Maybe on this Easter day, anybody get some chocolate? Sometimes candy. We look for things below like candy. Toys. How about things below? Maybe things that don't go too well like sin. What kind of sins do you commit? Should we have confession here? Any sins at home? Those kind of sins, like not doing what mom and dad says, like fighting with our brothers and sisters, like not doing our homework. Those are things below, aren't they? Candy, toys, not too bad, but sins. We don't want sins. Those are things to below. How about things of above? How can in your life you do things above? Remember what Bishop John says about obeying? You're supposed to obey right away with a smile. Let's see, right away with a smile. Can we say that out loud? Ready? Mom and Dad, right away with a smile. That's tough to say, isn't it? Now, if we do that with smiling, doing our chores without even being told, being kind to our brothers and sisters, then we are seeking things above. You want to try that? Seeking things above on this Easter morning, this resurrection day, and always? Yes, let's try that. Okay, thank you. You can go back to your families. We seek what is above on this Easter morning. Jesus has risen. We seek heaven. We seek holiness. But we, who are a little older than these up here, sometimes we are often distracted. What prevents us from seeking this holiness, from seeking this above? What keeps our eyes on things that are down below? Sometimes it's our selfishness and ego, wrapped up in ourselves. We're seeking below. Sometimes it's those material goods that capture us so temptingly. Things of this world keep us below, and we don't even pay attention to what is above. Maybe things of this world that take a lot of our time. We don't seem to have time for things above. Maybe something like too much sports, too much shopping. Things of below. Sometimes we're distracted from things above because of the hurts inside. Maybe some type of suffering we have, and we're not aware of things above. And then the worst that draws us the farthest away is that temptation and sin. Then we're not even clued in to the risen Lord above. What assists us? What aids us? What keeps our focus on the prize? Our sight to heaven, our sight to the risen one, our sight to Father, Son, and Spirit. Well, here at the Cathedral Parish, we've been working this past fall and continuing on the gift of stewardship. That's one way we focus on things of above. Stewardship, the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and then shares those gifts in love of God and neighbor. We hear this in the psalm. All God's creation, especially people, are wonderful in our eyes. The first pillar of stewardship, hospitality, saying, I love you to each person you meet. Prayer, the second pillar of stewardship. In St. John's Gospel, the beloved disciple, probably John himself, he saw and believed. In his heart, he knew Jesus was risen. He was and is our Savior. Formation is the third pillar of stewardship. Formation is we say, I love our Catholic faith. The Acts of the Apostles this year of faith says, to preach to the people, to preach to the people, to preach the good news, the great tidings that Jesus has given us, and most profoundly, his saving action that we celebrate today. The fourth pillar, service, how we can show our love for our neighbor. Also in the Acts of the Apostles today, healing the oppressed. We reach out to the least of our brothers and sisters in service. These ways, hospitality and prayer, formation and service, we lift our eyes to holiness, to heaven, to the risen one. Some more virtues. Compassion, a favorite virtue of mine. Acts the Apostle says to do good. Simple moral teaching of our church. Do good and avoid evil. If we would do good and avoid evil, we'd have a pretty good day, wouldn't we? Gratitude, giving thanks. Also in the Acts of the Apostles today, being grateful, putting on an attitude of gratitude and pardon to receive forgiveness, to forgive. We see in St. Luke's writing today as well. What a beautiful example of this, seeking what is above, finding Christ in holiness from our new Pope, Pope Francis. Pope Francis, what a great example of this call to holiness as he begins his papacy. He spoke recently about forgiveness. The sinner who once again finds Jesus, his forgiveness, the caress of the Lord. Can you imagine? As we are forgiven by the Lord, he is caressing us. That our hearts be open in order to taste the sweetness of his forgiveness. You ever thought about Jesus' forgiveness and that? How sweet, how tender his caress and forgiveness. The Holy Father writes, how beautiful it is to be holy, but also how beautiful to be forgiven and to forgive. The Holy Father, as you see, has a great heart for that virtue of service. As he went to the youth detention center for Mass Holy Thursday, he writes, help one another. This is what Jesus teaches us. This is what I do, and I do it with my heart. I do this with my heart because it is my duty as a priest and bishop. I must be at your service. But it is a duty that comes from my heart and a duty I love. I love because it is doing what the Lord has taught me. We don't serve because it feels good. We don't serve just because it's a nice thing to do. We serve because we're imitating Jesus Christ, the risen one. And this touches our heart because our eyes are what's on above. But you too must help us and help each other always. And thus, in helping each other, we will do good for each other. That sense of unity we're seeing very powerfully from Pope Francis. And finally, how about the example of Mary? Mary is an exemplar of seeking what is above, seeking holiness. from the very first indication in the Annunciation. May it be done to me according to thy word, she says. Giving of herself to something greater, to something that's above. And Mary, at the foot of the cross, looking above at her dying son and her dead son. Most likely also, it doesn't say in Scripture, but why wouldn't it happen? Embracing her resurrected son. Wouldn't Jesus, after the resurrection, go and visit his mom? I'm sure he did. What a great example of this call to holiness, this call to seeking something greater, this call to rise above, embracing her son. Let us seek what is above. Let us strive for holiness. Let us trust in our loving, risen Jesus to be with us always. He loves us more than we can ask or imagine.